As we move into a two-part series on the Holy Spirit, it's caused a lot of thoughts to go through my mind, you know, about what to speak, and I've lingered and thought quite hard about, okay, Lord, how are we gonna talk about, you know, the Holy Spirit, and I think that there'll be some things that we will discuss today that I'll share that are going to be very encouraging for you and are going to get you to experience or your relationship, take your relationship with the Lord to the next level. And so a promise can change your life. So if everybody says after me, a promise can change your life. Okay, so a man comes and proposes to marry a woman and says, next year, this time next year, I am going to marry you. We're going to come to C3 Fremantle, 230 Hampton Road in Beaconsfield, and we're going to get married. And so he puts an engagement ring on this lady. And so all of a sudden, other men who are, this is a very lovely lady, very attractive. And so, of course, there are going to be other suitors that are going to come her way. And so the other guys that come to her and say, can I please take you out on a date? And guess what she says? She shows them the ring and says, sorry. And so even though she's not married, she's acting like she's married. And so you can see that the promise that she got from this guy has begun to change her life. The problem, the man becomes very surprised when this woman pulls out a gun on him, because he says, maybe 2 weeks before the marriage, says, look, I don't want to marry you anymore. And so the woman pulls out a gun to say, you have wasted my life. I have let other opportunities slip by. And so she's obviously very distraught and very, very, very angry. Do you understand that a promise can change your life? There is a promise that we've been given by God that he was going to send his Spirit. And it was going to do things in us. We were going to receive power. And this was going to enable us to become witnesses throughout all the earth. In John chapter 14, verse 15 to 17, it says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate or helper who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. In John 14, 25 to 26, same chapter, I am telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I've told you. Now we're beginning to understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that he will come in and teach us things and will remind us of everything that the Lord Jesus had told. Now, of course, here he's talking about what he had told the disciples. And so the Holy Spirit is reminding us. And the Holy Spirit does that for us as he begins to bring to our remembrance the Word of God. And that's why, of course, it's quite important that you be reading your Bibles, because if you're not reading your Bible, perhaps there's little that he can work with. We go to another scripture, John 16, verse 5 to 11. But now I am going away to the one who sent me, and this is the Lord talking to the disciples, and not one of you is asking, where am I going? Instead, you grieve because what I've told you. He had told them of all the things that would happen now that he's gone. And so, but he says, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father, and you'll see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. And I just want to just use another translation Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. This is from the New King James Version. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come. And so the title of my message this morning is The Holy Spirit, My Advantage. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning just to be in your house, Lord, just to be in your presence. And Father, I just pray this morning as we speak, Lord God, that you would reveal to us the person of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, amen. Amen. And so the question is that who is the Holy Spirit? I remember a long time ago when I was growing up, they used to say the Holy Ghost. Now, you have to understand that that did not bode very well with me because I used to be very scared of the dark. And so if they start talking about the Holy Ghost, I'm like, this is not fair. Because I was scared of, you know, like if you're scared of the dark and then you hear ghosts, I can handle Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. I don't wanna know about him. And so who is the Holy Spirit? There is only one God consisting of three distinct persons with unique roles who make up the Trinity. We've got the Father, we have the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All members of the Trinity are fully God and they function in unity. So the Holy Spirit is not somebody who's just, okay, you know what, we'll just send the Spirit. And we'll just send the, he's not just a lackey, you know, he's not just a gopher. He's not God's gopher and say, all right, we'll just send the Holy Spirit. He is fully God. The Holy Spirit is God. Is Almighty God himself. He is God's Spirit and is no less God in any way. Some scriptures that reflect the existence of the Trinity. So we have 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. It says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The famous one that we all know is Matthew 28, verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The characteristics of the Holy Spirit. He has the characteristics of God and is equally omnipotent, which is unlimited in power and authority. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere present at the same time. He is not an impersonal force, but a person and functions as a person. He's a spiritual being opposed to a human being. We know this because he communicates. In John chapter 16, verse 13, it says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. The Holy Spirit has emotions. In Isaiah 63, verse 10, but they rebelled against him and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he became their enemy and fought against them. And he can be tested. In Acts 5, verse 9, this is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. And Peter said, how could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? Because they had decided that they were going to keep some of the proceeds of the land or the house that they sold for themselves and lie as to the amount that they have received. This is a person. And as such, you know, is essential and is quite important, I feel, you know, and because it's very hard sometimes to conceptualize the Holy Spirit because we can't touch him. We can't see him. He has a function. The work of the Holy Spirit has been evident right from the beginning of creation. His involvement in creation. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. His other function is that he inspired the written word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong, and teaches us to do what is right. And so Jesus sends this Spirit, this Holy Spirit, to make a permanent home in our hearts, and the Spirit dwells in individual Christians. The church that the Lord is referring to is not the physical building. It is us, the people, where he comes and he dwells in us. We, the people, are the church. And the Spirit dwells. Back in the day that the Spirit was of God, would appear in the temple. But now, instead of the physical building, it's now been transferred to us, or the human body. Whoop, he comes in, and and he makes his place. He makes his place in our hearts. What I like about the Word of God is that, you know what Jesus said? He says, when Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit, he says, I will send you another helper. And this phrase, another helper, contains powerful revelations of the Holy Spirit and his ministry in our lives. They contain the words, those two, another and helper, contain important truths. There are two Greek words which to us have similar meanings and are often both translated as another. But there's a subtle difference between them, which is important, especially when we consider the work of the Holy Spirit. The first word is called allos, which speaks of another one, but of the same sort or kind. And then heteros, which from where we get the word heterosexual. So it's the same but different, male, female, heterosexual, which speaks of another of a different sort or kind. So if I have a chair and I change it for another chair, I can either get one that's exactly the same, although it's still another chair, it is another of the same kind, or I can get another chair that is completely different. So do you all get that? Yeah, good. All right. Let's move on, class. The first of this, the allos part, that is referred, is the one that is referred to in John chapter 14, verse 16, in reference to the Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit is another of the exact same kind as me, but perhaps in a different form. He'll be to you what I have been to you. So we have to understand that when he's communicating about the Holy Spirit, he's actually talking to physical men. He's talking to the disciples. Say, guys, don't be scared, don't be worried, because they were concerned that, okay, the Lord is, you know, he came back from the dead and he starts telling them that I'm leaving. And they say, well, come on. Well, what's going to happen to us? And he says, I'm going to send you somebody else. And so the Holy Spirit will be in your life, everything he was to the disciples while he was on this earth. But it will be better, and this is why he says it's to your advantage that I go. It'll be better for you because he'll be in you and with you at all times. If Jesus was in Jerusalem, he couldn't have been somewhere else. But the Holy Spirit is with us everywhere that we go. It sounds a bit, you know, off that you go in the shower, the Holy Spirit is there. You know, you go to the shops, the Holy Spirit there is always with us. And this is what the Lord is saying, is that now you're going to have somebody, now that I'm going, I'm going to send you somebody else who is similar to me, who is still God, just I am God, but in a different form. And he'll be with you always. So that means the Lord is saying that you're not going to lose out because of my physical departure. So we gain the presence of the Holy Spirit with and in us now. So just like the disciples asked Jesus, Jesus, when are you going to do this? Jesus, when is this going to take place? Jesus, what does this mean? We now look to the Holy Spirit for that guidance. the same guidance he provided to the disciples, we now get that guidance from the Holy Spirit that is living within. So on the earth, Jesus was restricted to a body. He could only be in one place at one time. Now we have the luxury of the Holy Spirit with us all the time. The second of those words, remember we said another helper. The second one is helper. It helps us to understand how to the expansion of the Holy Spirit's ministry in our lives. So the Greek word translated helper is from a Greek word parakletos, which means summoned or called to one side, especially called to one's aid. So one who pleads another's cause before a judge. That is why when you go to a court, your lawyer is sitting next to you. They don't sort of like sit at the back, right next to you. And so they are pleading on your behalf and saying, dear judge, this guy is messed up or whatever. They're just fighting for you. Maybe you might have done some bad things, but they are there fighting on your behalf. Because guess what? You don't know the law. And so you have somebody that knows more than you, that is available and is fighting on your behalf, so that if perhaps there was a potential of you going to prison, they're fighting so that you don't go to prison. So this is somebody, so the Holy Spirit, Parakletos, is a defense counsel, an advocate, an intercessor, interceding on our behalf. This is what we have available to us. Now I wonder how many of us are really partnering with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Whenever we've got things that are coming up against us, when we have issues in our families that are coming up against us, when we have things in our businesses that are coming up against us, issues in your relationships that are coming up against. There are times where I really want to, you know, maybe you're just really amped and you're angry and you just want to know by text message, you're texting somebody, could be a spouse, you know, and you really just want to blast. And you have that voice on the inside of you that says, I wouldn't say that if I was you. No, I mean, he's not like one of those, you know, the things that are on your shoulders, just constantly whispering. But sometimes we get this feeling that this is not the place to be, or this is not the thing to do. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us whenever it comes to difficult decisions in our lives. Whenever we don't know what to do, just like a lawyer, when we don't know what to do, a lawyer who knows more of the law than we do is there to intercede on our behalf. And I wonder what our lives would be like if all of a sudden we began to partner more and to engage more with the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so how can the Holy Spirit help us? And so what he'll do, as the scriptures say, that the Holy Spirit comes in and convinces us of sin and helps us mature spiritually. He testifies to us about Jesus. He comes in and he's teaching us. He gives us specific instructions. And you can recall in the book of Acts, they were fasting and praying, and the Holy Spirit says, separate for me, Paul, I think it's Paul and Barnabas, that for the work that I have for them. Then there are other scriptures where he gives specific instructions, and he says that this is Paul, you're going to go to Jerusalem, and you're going to go through a very difficult time, and he gives specific instructions. But he also intercedes on our behalf. And I know there are people in this church that they just love to pray. They don't like the limelight. Normally people that intercede, they normally do it in the back corner where nobody can see them, where just God. But they intercede, and this is a big work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, intercession. And so I recall a time in probably 2015, Butsep was, she's 12 now, she was probably 5 or 6. We were in Carnarvon. Well, I was in Carnarvon, and they came to visit me. They came to visit me in Carnarvon. And so when they came to visit us, before I was there by myself, and they drove from Port Hedland. We were living in Port Hedland at the time. They drove from Port Hedland and came to Carnarvon. And so my mother-in-law was there, and all my kids, and then Unami came. And so I'm very happy because I'd been separated from them for a few days or a week or something. Oh, I'm good to see Unami. It'll be great, you know. And so now I'm thinking I'm going to have some quiet time with my wife. And there's a knock on the door. And this girl just opens the door. In fact, the house did not have any locks. So she just barges in. And so, oh, what's going on? And she was very unsettled. So she came from the grandmother's bedroom into ours, very unsettled. And to the point where the grandmother could not control her. And so she let her go. She kept insisting on going into our room. So the first time she came, okay, annoyed, maybe this was my level of annoyance. She comes a second time. My annoyance is starting to get, you know, I'm starting to get really annoyed. I think she probably came three times. And that's when I said, this is so out of character for this child. And that's when I said to my wife, let us pray. And all of a sudden, we started to pray. Now, the easiest way I know to pray, because, you know, you're just slicing, you're just calling out all the scriptures, Psalm 91, da-da-da-da, Lord, we just pray that you would cover everybody. We're just scattergun approach, you know, you're just smearing everything, you know. But then we started to pray in the Spirit and speaking in tongues, which is, you know, that's evidence of the Holy Spirit, not the only evidence. And so that's, we began to speak in that language, and we kept on and on, up until we said, okay, that's enough, no more. And then eventually she went away, and this time she did not come back. And so we thought, oh, that's a bit weird. That was our feeling, like, that's a bit strange. But anyway, we continued our activity, and of course, the next day, the message came through that one of our friends had attempted to commit suicide. Were they related? Perhaps. Maybe. But you know what? I would rather have prayed than not prayed. And there's sometimes the scripture says in Romans that sometimes we don't know what to pray. But then the Holy Spirit, we begin to pray in the Spirit, and the Spirit intercedes on our behalf with utterances that we ourselves don't understand, but God understands. And it is that intercession of the Holy Spirit that is so powerful and so important. Because for us, for our normal minds, we don't know, oh, this is strange. But God knows. And so this ministry of intercession that the Holy Spirit has for us is very important. And there are possibly times where perhaps you may have just woken up in the middle of the night and say to yourself, oh, that's strange. I wonder why I'm up. And then you go back to sleep. It might happen again. But sometimes all I'm asking is that whenever that happens where you think, this is so, where am I up? Or why do I have this pressing need to have to pray? Why? What is there? You just feel, I don't know what's going on, but I need to pray. My encouragement is pray. Because you don't know what's going on, but he does. And so we begin to pray, and God is going to begin to do things and move things that we may not be mindful of. And I say this because I want to encourage us to fully grasp the ministry that he has available for us, the things that the Holy Spirit can do in our lives, that the things he can do in your relationships, the things he can do in your business, in your work, when you don't know, we need to surrender and to yield. And I think that's a better word. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit and say, I really don't understand here. Help me to understand. And I'll just get Catherine to come up, and just as we bring this to a close. Next week, as we begin to, as we bring this series to a close on the Holy Spirit, I'm really believing that all of us, there's going to be a something that's going to, just a desire and a hunger that's going to come, that we're going to have to see the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, I know that a lot of you go to workplaces that you are being sent out into the dark. You got to understand that Christ, what he was asking the disciples to do was something that had never been done, because he says in Matthew 28 verse 19, where he says, go out into all the world. He starts off in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. And this was a big task that these men and women were given. Imagine if they tried to do that in their own strength. But he's saying, I'll send you the Holy Spirit, who will give you the enablement to allow you to go out and to do what God wants to do with your life. Each of you have been sent into different places into this world. Some of you run businesses. Others are teachers at school. You could be a stay-at-home parent. No matter what stage of life you're in, God, and I say this always, that we are all ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we've been sent out into the world. Therefore, if we're going to be sent out, we're going to have to be equipped. And we have this equipment of the Holy Spirit that comes in our lives that gives us the ability to do the things that God wants to do in people's lives. Imagine if I was sent through as the ambassador of Australia to Zimbabwe. That'd be really good. You know, because I'll be at home, you know. So, but they never sent me any resources. How am I going to do my job? How are they going to do? How am I going to do what the government expects me to do? The Holy Spirit is going to enable us to do what we need to do in this world, in the world that we've been given. That means with your friends, with your work colleagues, in your business, in your family. Let's all stand this morning. The Holy Spirit is my advantage. These guys had the daunting task of walking in the footsteps of Jesus and continuing his ministry on earth. Yet he assured them that the Holy Spirit was enough for them. Once, this is in Acts chapter 1 verse 4, it says, once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? He replied, the Father alone has the authority, to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And this morning, as we bring this to the close, the Holy Spirit is your advantage.